King of Swing.
The winner of the November presidential election may, in fact, be the person who is the king of the swing states. The Romney and Obama campaigns are both working hard in swing states this week. President Obama toured Iowa Tuesday. He'll spend Friday and Saturday in Virginia. And Mitt Romney stopped in Grand Junction, Colorado on Tuesday, and he faced this question from a young voter in the audience.
In terms of social equality and in terms of, like, women's rights or gay rights and liberty in that area, what is so wrong about exploring liberty and giving liberty to everyone in every field, not just in the economy?
And Romney seemed pretty ready for the Western libertarians.
I do believe in providing personal liberty, economic liberty, political liberty to the American people, and believe that everyone in this country should have an opportunity to pursue their course in life as they choose. I believe that's what makes America, America.
It sounds like a dodge to me. Colorado went for President Obama in 2008. The state is up for grabs this time, though. Anna Sale joins us now, reporter for our co-producer WNYC's It's a Free Country Politics website. She's been talking to some of the swing states' more diverse voters, and you just heard how Romney kind of handling that question about personal liberty. Where do Colorado voters stand on things like social issues?
Well, when you look at the statistics, the religious statistics in Colorado, the vast majority of Colorado residents don't claim a religion. So this is not a highly religious state. But remember, Rick Santorum won the Republican caucus here back in February. So there certainly is a contingent of social conservative voters. I met some of them. And what was interesting, talking to some self-identified conservatives, what I heard was, I think I like Mitt Romney, but I have some questions about his religion. I heard that from a couple of voters. So even here in Colorado, there's that evangelical strain where there's still some questions about his Mormon religion.
Why is Colorado up for grabs this time? Why is it such a swing state? I mean, people really say it could go either way.
Well, remember back in 2008, President Obama won Colorado by 9 points. The Democratic National Convention was here. It was a big win. Back in 2004, George W. Bush won here by a slightly smaller margin. So Colorado has been leaning Democratic. Obama has been leading in the polls. But you've got this kind of interesting political geography where you have cities like Denver, Boulder, these Democratic strongholds. Then you've got Colorado Springs, a Republican stronghold in some of the rural areas. And then what's really the swing areas to look at are the Denver suburbs, three key counties, Jefferson, Arapahoe, and Larimer counties, where they have swung back and forth. 2004, they were with Bush. 2008, they were with Obama. And that's where there are these population centers of voters. And so that's really who's going to determine which way Colorado goes in 2012.
And I wonder how typical this guy is. This is John Bernstein, an attorney from the Denver suburbs that you're talking about there. He voted for Obama in 2008. Take a listen.
I do not subscribe to the theory that people who are earning $250,000 or more should have a tax increase. I think it's very unfair and very wrong and a very bad political statement as well as public policy to suggest, as Obama has, that people who play by the rules should be able to get ahead. With the inference of that are people who do well don't play by the rules.
But that sounds like he's talking about himself.
Yes, exactly. So that was one of the key voting groups that I wanted to talk to, kind of higher income voters in the suburbs, to see how they were, you know, feeling about Obama. John there is a registered Democrat, but voted for Bush during the Bush years, voted for Clinton in 1996, voted for Obama in 2008. But here in 2012, he's definitely leaning towards Mitt Romney, and it comes down to that tax issue.
And the other population that you are kind of interested in speaking to are Latino voters. There's a large number of them in Colorado. The President Obama seems to be banking on them to help him out in the 2012 election. But let's take a listen to Steve Martinez, who you spoke with.
I don't think I'm voting this year. I'm staying out of it. They say don't complain. I won't complain because I'm not going to vote. I don't agree with any of their issues, so I'm not voting this year.
How typical is Steve Martinez?
Well, what was so interesting about Steve Martinez, I talked to him in Pueblo County, Colorado, which is a blue county where there's been a history of political activism among Hispanics. It's a long-established Hispanic community there. Actually, a couple of voters told me, we didn't cross the border crossed us, and they pointed to the river right down the road that used to be the U.S.-Mexico border back in the 19th century. So Latinos made up 13% of the turnout in 2008, and that was up from 2004. And when you look at recent polls, you see Mitt Romney is gaining among independents in Colorado to Obama, but Obama is increasing his margins among Latino voters. So you could say, well, what if Obama loses some of these, you know, white suburban voters? Can he make it up by just increasing Latino turnout? So when I talked to Steve, I was really struck. This is a guy who's a retired steelworker, longtime registered Democrat, has voted in every presidential election, but he had this mood of just dejection. He said, you know, President Obama should not have run on hope and change. I haven't seen any change in my life. And he said he was planning on not voting, and it would be the first time in a presidential election that he would stay home. And then, of course, you also have the question of first-time voters. You know, mobilizing Latino voters in Colorado is an ongoing project that people have been focused on for cycle after cycle. I talked to a first-time voter, a young woman, a mom who was studying at Pueblo Community College, a Hispanic woman, voted for the first time in 2008. She was excited to be a part of that history. And she said basically the same thing. She's not really motivated to get out to the polls just yet. It's not so much that she's considering voting for Mitt Romney. It's if she's considering voting at all.
But that seems to be a problem for both candidates. I mean, there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of passion on either side of the aisle. Is it just too early? Will people start to get excited when we get a little closer to November?
Exactly. I mean, it's July here, and of course, the wildfires here have been on top of mind for but the wildfires here have been going on, and so national presidential politics have not been top of mind for voters. But I've just been really struck by, you know, no matter what people's politics are, there's just a mood of dejection. Nobody's excited. No true believers on either side have said, I'm really excited about my candidate. I'm really excited about going out and knocking on doors. I talked to a Democratic donor in the Denver suburb. She said, basically described the next couple of months as, we're going to hunker down and try to do what we did again back in 2008. So there's this mood of just, we're going to get through this. But I think turnout is going to be absolutely key. Who in the next couple of months is going to be able to light a fire for voters? Because right now in Colorado, I wasn't hearing it.
And your next stop on your swing state tour?
Next stop is going to be Iowa. So I'm going to be talking to voters who we heard a lot from during the caucuses, and now it's the general electorate that are making the decision. So I'm going to see if what kind of hangover there is from the Republican caucus for voters there, and just see President Obama
has a chance.
Sort of relight the fire he had there in 2008.
Anna Sale, reporter for our co-producer WNYC's It's a Free Country politics website, speaking to us from Colorado. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.